six of the 7 days of prayer, fasting, global praying and fasting with our man of God, and we are in day seven of our 7 days of prophecy. How has it been for you? I hope, you know, listening to our man of God yesterday, and weren't you excited when Pastor shared with us the weapons of our warfare? And he told us, number one, using the name of Jesus. Number two, prayers. And he did the prayers. Pastor let us know that, you know, there are two kinds. We pray the four prayers of war. Isn't that beautiful? There are different kinds of prayers, but there are four prayers for warfare. And supplications, and that those in 1 Timothy, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks. And then the second is praise. Then number three and number four. When Pastor said number three, prophecy. So it's a weapon of war, and that's what we've been doing for 7 days. It's one of the weapons of warfare. And you know what Pastor said about prophecy, how to use, and then of course the last one, the sword of the Spirit, and how to use it skillfully. You take those words, what God has said, which is prophecy. Prophecy is taking what God has said. It's not looking at the future. It's the word of God. And we have received words. We have received, we've been speaking these words. So it's been 7 days of war. And we, you know, the Lord told us, because we kept Jeremiah chapter 1, that we were going to root out. We were going to destroy. We were going to pull down. And then we were going to build and plant. And that's exactly what we've been doing. And look at it, you know, a man of God, you know, even helping us even more to see what we have been doing over the last few days. I'm sure you're very excited by it, because we have done so much in the realm of the Spirit, for which we are glad. So today, in our seventh day, are you ready? I'm excited. Oh, Clandy, Cindy, because we are going to use, as we prophesy, you know, we are thanking the Lord. There's so much he has done. And we're going to rehearse those things today. All right? Because the next, Pastor said 3 days. That's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Wow. Levels have changed many times over the last few days. And as we crown it off with our man of God, today and tomorrow, you know, we have our 1 hour part tomorrow morning, which ends for us the 7 days. And then with our man of God, then we're going into Sunday. Remember, his communion service is mid-year Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited that we are in the place of victory. You know, we have been solidly placed in the place of victory. And then, you know, Pastor always tells us how important it is to do things with understanding. We have done this with understanding. We're not just beating in the air. You know, we have a target. We've hit it, and it's time now to. I mean, we've revved into gear five, okay? And we've dealt with gears 1, 2, 3, or 4. We are now in gear five, and forget it. It is over. For the enemies of darkness. We have been so equipped. Can you imagine? That's how we are living the first half of the year. Isn't it wonderful how God always moves us into his next phase in such a position of authority and power? Because right now, you are so loaded with God's power, so loaded with God's glory, so loaded with God's light. There's nothing in the next half of the year that can even try you in any way. It will meet a wall, a solid front of power. It will not be able to penetrate. It will not be able to push you. You won't even, I mean, you know how it is when you're not concrete. It doesn't move. It's unyielding. That is how it is with you. Totally unyielding to the forces of evil. Rather, you are pushing them back. And the Church of Jesus Christ, Pastor, the Bible says that anyone upon whom it falls, will be crushed. But upon whom the charge falls, it will be ground to powder. If they try you, they have already, it is declared what will happen to them. They will fall, and they will be ground to powder. So are you ready this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is mighty. The Lord is great. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is kind. He is the God amongst the nations. He is our God. He leads us in a perpetual victory parade. We are never discomfited. We are never small. In all things, we have the preeminence because the God, the great God of glory, He is our God. He is our Father. The Red Sea saw. Yes, the Lord God has chosen us, has selected us and chosen us as His people. We are His chosen ones. We are the ones. We, the members of Christ's Embassy Lagos on One, we are the ones that the Lord has chosen to show forth His praise. We are the ones He has chosen to praise Him, to glorify His name. When they see us, they glorify God. Yes, the Red Sea saw the likes of us coming, and it hurried out of the way. When the Israelites are a type of Christ's Embassy Lagos on One. They are the type of Christ's Embassy Lagos on One. And when the Red Sea saw them coming, it hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan turned away. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you hurry out of the way? What happened, Jordan River, that you turned away? Why mountains did you skip like rams? Why hills did like lambs? Why? Because the great, the prolific Christ Embassy Lagos on One members are on the scene. Nothing can stand before us. The Red Sea has no choice but to divide. The Jordan River has no choice but to back off. The hills, Halabashente, all the trees and the hills clap their hands when Christ Embassy Lagos on One moves forward. Yes, because we are the delightsome land. Yakarabashende Ribasonte, the earth trembles at the presence of the Lord. We go in His name. We stand in His name. So all the earth trembles at the presence of the Lord. Yes, Saki the Ramandeya. Father, we bless Your name. Thank You, Lord God, for making us Your delightsome land. Thank You, Lord, we bless You. Yes, and we show forth Your praises. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I just read to you from Psalms 114. Now moving on to the next one. Yes, we are praising the Lord. We are singing forth His praise. Every created being, every created thing praises the Lord. For He has issued His commands, and they came into being. The Lord set them in place forever and ever, and His decree can never and will never be revoked. He is the great God of glory. He rules. He rules amongst the nations. And all of earth, you will sing the praises of the Lord. Creatures of the ocean depths, fire, hail, snow, and clouds, wind and weather, you obey the Lord. When He decrees it, you have no choice but to obey. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, you praise the Lord. You burst forth before Him into praise and into singing. For the name of the Lord is very great. His glory towers over the earth and over the heaven. Oh, yes. The Lord has made Christ's Embassy Lagos the One strong. He has honored His children who love Him, who delight to do His work. He has honored us. Yes, He has honored us. Yes, we are the people who are close to Him. Yes, Salavashente. We give praise to the Lord God. That is Psalm, I just read to you, Psalm 148, because it speaks forth of the glory. It speaks forth of the glory that has been given to us, His children. Yes, we have His outstretched arms. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we delight in you. We delight in you. We delight in you. Thank you, Lord God, for your glorious word. Yes, Sakaribande, we exalt you, our God and King. We praise you forever and ever, Lord. You are exalted in the nations. You are exalted in the nations. Yes, every day, Lord God, we lift up holy hands and we praise you. We praise you now. We praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. You are worthy of our praise. No one can measure your greatness, O Lord. Every generation tells the children of your mighty acts. And Father, Lord, your mighty acts are seen through your children in Christ's embassy, Lagos 1. Yes, they go forth into all nations, and they are taking the spoil. The spoil are your valuable children. Those, we have taken them out of the clutches of the evil one. The deep state can't have them. The globalists can't have them. The eugenicists cannot have them. We have claimed them unto the Lord. You said, Lord, ask of me, the heathen, and I will give them for your possession. We have taken them, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Venezuela, we have taken them. In Costa Rica, we have taken them. In Panama, we've taken them. In Nicaragua, we've taken them. In Colombia, Lord God, we've taken them. The Lord Jesus came that we would have his name to use and take them out of darkness into his glorious kingdom. We have done that in the name of Jesus. We have named your name upon them in Colombia. We have named your name upon them in Costa Rica. We have named your name upon them in Panama. We've named your name upon them in Bangladesh. We put your name upon them in all the nations in the name of Jesus. Right now, esteemed brethren, I want you to declare the nations, where the peoples of nations that we are taking for the Lord. Name them now, even as we praise him and thank him, because he is the king. He is the God amongst the nations. And we, with our mouth, we have taken those nations. They belong to us. All you cell leaders, now, speak forth yourselves where you're taking the spoil. Thank the Lord for the spoil. You have taken them. All group pastors, speak now. The new churches that we are pioneering, over 200 of them. Speak from the mouth. As we can raise it right now, he has given us the victory. He has named us as the chosen. The Lamb belongs to us. He has given us the prevention. Cell leaders, all the cell leaders, take the medium to those countries. Little Deliver Shanda, all you partners, make your declarations. What is it? Because the Lord has an event to you. What is it you are doing as you bankroll this war? Marionde, how many of you are doing your first billion this year? How many of you are doing your first 100 million this year? How many of you are doing your first 500 million this year? How many of you are doing your first 10 million this year? How many of you are doing your first 5 million this year? How many of you are doing your first 1 million this year? How many of you are doing your first 500,000 this year? How many of you are doing your first 100,000 this year? How many of you are doing your first 50,000 this year? How many of you are doing your first 10,000 this year? How many of you are doing your first 5,000 this year? How many of you are doing your first 1,000 this year? You are here. Yes, how many of you are doing your first 500 this year? How many of you speak for? The Lord has called us. He has made us his outstretched arm. He has called us the chosen. Yes, we praise you, Lord. You are the God amongst the nations. You have given us the nations. You have given us the nations. Little the hit of the thunder. I will name your name upon every single one of them. They belong to us. No nation is closed. No nation is closed to the Christ of the One. Even as the Red Sea jumped out of the way, and the Jordan River backed up, and the hills broke out into singing, so is it now. Every hindrance has been removed. Every hindrance has been removed. And no matter how big the giants, the defenses have been taken from them. Yes, you've given us nations that are greater than us. You have given us great nations that are greater from us. Though the Anakins are in that land, they're great and mighty. But in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, Saki Alabande, they turn aside. They turn away. That is what your word has decreed. Ki Alabashanani Mandehira. Yes, we've taken over every industry. We are in all nations. We are in the nations of doctors. We are in the nations of politicians. We are in the nations. We are in the nation of government officials. We are in the nation of civil servants. We are in the nation of engineers. We are in the nation of lawyers. We are in the nation of activists. We are in every nation. And we are ruling there. Your name is there. You are the God amongst the nations. We are in the nations of lab scientists. We are in the nation of rocket scientists. We are in the nations of the judiciary. We are in the nation of engineers, builders. We are in the nation of doctors, of nurses. We are in the nation of school practitioners, principals, school owners. And we have the preeminence. Yes, God the King is exalted. Is exalted in every nation, to the glory of God. Yes, every generation praises you, Lord. You are merciful and compassionate. You are filled with unfailing love. You are good to everyone, Lord. All your works, thank you, Father. They speak of your glory, of your kingdom. Yes, we will continue to tell about your mighty deeds, almighty God. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And you rule throughout all generations. You keep your promises. You're gracious in all you do. You help those that are downtrodden. You lift up the poor and raise him, set him upon horses. You do not allow your children at any point in time to ever be disadvantaged. Your eyes look upon all who hope in you, and you give them everything that they require. When you open your hand, O Lord, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Lord, you are righteous in everything you do. You are filled with kindness. You are close to all who call on you. Yes, to all who call on you in truth. You grant the desires of those who fear you. You hear the cries for help and rescue all those who call out for you. You protect all those who love you. But you make sure that the wicked are destroyed. Yes, the wicked are destroyed and they are scattered like chaff. Lord, we praise you. We give you thanks. We love you, Lord. You are the great God of glory. There is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you in all the earth. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your greatness. Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. Oh, we do not put our confidence in man. No, Lord. There is no help in man. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth. But we are joyful because we have you, God. You are the God. You are the God of Christ's embassy. Labels of one. You are the God of Pastor Chris, and we believe in that God. We believe in the God of Pastor Chris. We believe in the God of Pastor Chris. Yes, the God of Pastor Chris. Lord, you are our helper. You are our helper. Come on, Sandy, you made the heavens and the earth, Lord. You made the sea and everything in them. You keep your promises forever. You give justice to the oppressed. You give food to the hungry. You free the prisoners. You open the eyes of the blind, O Lord. You lift up those who are weighed down, O Lord. Yes. You are the Lord God of glory. You protect the foreigners amongst us. You care for the orphans. You care for the widows. And you frustrate the plans of the wicked. Lord, you reign forever. Yes, you are the God of all. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you prophesying? Are you placing prophecies in the chat room, esteemed Pastor Ayo? Read up some of the prophecies, and let's just give thanks to the Lord. He is the God amongst the nations. There is none like him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Karaba Sheribo Sandahaya. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Esteemed Pastor Ayo, just read out some of them. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Thank you so much, Auntie. Thank you so much, Auntie.
Now, there's something I didn't tell you to do, and I must tell you to do now. When the word goes forth like this, and God gives prophecy, we've been taught, you give an offering. Yesterday, I was with Team A, and prophecy started going forth. And the brethren in Team A reminded me, they started coming forward and giving offerings. And I remembered, Pastor has taught us that when the word goes forth like this, you seal it with an offering. I have to apologize that I, not for one day or 7 days, did I remember to tell you. And I said I would tell you today. You as these words, you didn't do it in all the other, in all 7 days, but you do it today. Ensure you seal these prophecies. It's our last day with an offering. As Pastor Ayo begins now to read out those prophecies, give an offering. Don't let today go by without doing it. The account is on the chat room. So I think Pastor Ayo, go ahead. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, esteemed Director Ma. And thank you especially for pouring so much grace upon us in Team A. Now, I've seen some words of prophecy now. It says, arise and shine, great leaders of war. For our lives, our victories, our promotions are materialized. Hallelujah. That's from Pastor Tayo. It seems that Dignity Team in Shiobala, every door is open to us. There's a new trailblazing of glory in Christ of Asian Leaders of One. We are the preferred glory. Hallelujah. Ibogbo, Abele, Bayeku, Oreta, Macaulay, they are for Christ. These are locations in